Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Maria Nsoroma, and it is my great pleasure to be here with you on this Sunday evening talking about higher purpose. And this week, I'm concluding the four-part series that I began at the beginning of the month talking about higher purpose, especially as it pertains to all of the civic and activist movements we have going on the planet and here in the United States, of course. And I wanted to make sure that I was supporting the spiritual aspect of that work by talking about being in higher purpose. And so this evening, I'm going to be talking about the power of love. But before I do that, and I really think you're going to enjoy this information tonight. Who doesn't enjoy talking about love, right? But I want to just first give a quick overview of what Wisdom Walk is for those who may be listening in for the first time. Wisdom Walk is a personal development resource for your mind, body, and soul. My ministry is any pain that is not transformed will be transferred. So the essential goal of my shows is to support listeners with learning how to recognize and release any pain that is blocking fulfillment in life, or what I call having your happy endings in life. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, I broadcast live, and the show is repeated using the link, the archive link that you would have received through a Constant Contact email or by going to my Wisdom Walk Radio Facebook page. I am stopping the Monday night podcast. Unfortunately, it wasn't working. Blog Talk wasn't doing what they were supposed to be doing. People weren't getting access. So we are just going to stop that and just let you use the link when you want to hear the show repeatedly. So now I invite you to just sit back or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, 2018 is a nature year according to the ancient medicine wheel that I wisdom keep from the Dagara tribe of Burkina Faso, West Africa. And a shout out to my wonderful, wonderful teachers, Malidoma and Sobhonfu Somme. Sobhonfu is no longer here on the earth plane, but she is very much a wonderful ancestor and spirit guide for me as I continue to carry on with spreading the word and integrating this ancient wisdom into the modern times that we are living in. And so this nature year is a year of radical endings, radical beginnings, and magical change. And April surely has given us some of that. So I'm going to give you some more of the astrological, astronomical goings-ons that are happening. But before that, two things. One is to remind you again about the archive link. About 5 to 10 minutes after I finish live broadcasting the show tonight, that link that you got to get to the live broadcast becomes the archive link. And then you can, you know, access this program and my other programs using their links when it is most convenient for you. And of course, you can post them, you can share them, enjoy them. I also want to let you know that if for some reason you have a disrupt or interruption with your Wi-Fi or internet signal, you can actually call in to listen to this show. And the number is 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. So the next thing I want to do before I get into the meat of the program is do what I do every week here, which is to take a moment to stop and honor the ancestors. And ancestors are people who lived on the earth plane, so they are now back into their realm, which the Dagara call the land of the ancestors. Very much like this realm, except it has a different law of physics. And it's a holding place and a place to work from for those spirits that still have sacred contract with those of us on the earth plane. And so those are our spirit guides, those are our spirit helpers. And in my line of business and in my life, I can't tell you how important it is for me to have a relationship, a working relationship with my ancestors and spirit guides. So I like to take a moment to acknowledge them and thank them before I broadcast, and I encourage you to do the same with any kind of challenge or opportunity or risk that you are taking. It's so important to call on all of what is available to you to help you be able to stay in alignment with your truth and with the truth of what you are supposed to be doing. So tonight I just want to do a shout out to all of our ancestors, male and female, young and old, who are working with us to really help us move through a very, very tumultuous and transformative time on the planet. I just read a report that talked about we've passed the threshold now in terms of the level of carbon dioxide that is in our atmosphere. The Earth hasn't been this warmed up in many, 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 many thousands of years. And, of course, nobody is still alive from that time that remembers what was going on. But, you know, if you've got any kind of common sense, you can really see that if we continue the level of carbon emissions that we're doing right now with the use of fossil fuels, it's going to be a problem. So we need help to figure this out, to really be able to choose to live on this planet cleanly. And I mean that physically as well as emotionally and psychologically. And so, you know, this is the kind of thing that we call on the ancestors for, the stuff that we really can't figure out. Like, it's so irrational that we have not just rolled out electric cars. And, yes, they create another kind of problem in terms of, okay, what powers the electricity. But it definitely would help, and then we'll figure out a new source of, you know, of energy. But if we don't let go of what is immediately the problem, we're not going to solve it, anything. So we need some help. We need some help with that. I mean, I can go on and on. That one's just really on my mind today in terms of where humans are stuck with not choosing and acting on the choice to live healthily and cleanly. So ancestors, 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 all of you who respect the earth, who understand how precious this environment is and how important and essential it is to how the universe works, that we are all here for a purpose. We have some really important work to do. We need to stop killing ourselves. And so help us, help us, help us gain the insight, the clarity, the courage, the understanding, the commitment, and the ability to clean up our mess in all the forms that it takes. And ancestors, we ask and we thank you for this love, this guidance, this wisdom. In the name of all that is holy, and I say amen, ashe aho asah shinga bismillah, and so it is. And so it is. You know, before I broadcast, I try to just relax, and sometimes I'll take a little, I call it half nap, because I don't go all the way out. I get to like the theta state. That's the state right before you go unconscious. And it's a great place to be. It's like being in the middle between consciousness and unconsciousness. And it helps to recharge me and clear my mind and set me up for being able to really be of service to you to the best of my ability. And usually when I come out of that, I can sit at my computer or with my notes and just be on it. But it's interesting. This evening, I got on the computer, and for some reason, I needed to open up my web, and when I did it, I came across this article that popped up. You know, now they always give you news articles and things like that as soon as you open it up. And it really caught my eye. And it's really interesting. Those of you who've listened to me before or work with me, you know I'm always talking about the relationship between ancient wisdom and modern science and how science is catching up to what ancient peoples have known. And it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I love it. I love that there's a modern interpretation for things that, you know, sometimes got lost in history. So what jumped out at me is that this Duke University professor, Adrian Bajan, received in April this month a Franklin Institute Mechanical Engineering Medal for his creation of a theory basically called constructual law. And here's what it's about, that everything created is predicted by nature. What that means is going with the flow isn't just a cool thing to do. It's a rule of evolution that dictates the design of all things and ensures individual survival. So I will post this on my Wisdom Walk page because it's just always so fascinating to me how, you know, we get the scientific interpretation of, yes, like there definitely is a higher purpose for why we are here, and there is definitely a divine design, not something that we as humans could figure out because everything's connected, and we really, you know, can only go as far as, you know, what matters to us or what we can be connected to. We ain't connected to everything, but everything is connected to everything. And so, of course, there would be a flow of things in life and in the world and in the universe that is not for us to mess with. And that when we surrender to that flow, when we surrender to this higher purpose, things fall into place in ways that we just can't imagine. So the scientists now are saying, like, this is what, you know, this is what you got to use when you're building things, when you're building, you know, things that involve, you know, the ecology. There has to be this flow. So very, very interesting that this is coming out. So I want to share that with you because this whole notion of higher purpose is really about that. It really is about accepting and being open to follow the guidance of flow, of a greater way to go about doing and being in the world that is transcendent to just your understanding about survival, to your understanding about how do I get my needs met. It's so much, so much, so much bigger than that. So anyway, I think that's really interesting that the spirits would give me that article to find. And as you can see, I'm really excited about it because, you know, I work a lot with people who don't believe in anything they can't see. And that's okay. But I just love when science kind of backs me up in terms of what I've been talking about. So it's really fun. Anyway, like I said, I'll post that so that you can enjoy it as well. But let's dive into the astrological and elemental wisdom for the week of Monday, April 30th through Sunday, May 6th. Can you believe it? We're coming into May already. And so elementally, and again, this is based on a medicine wheel, we are entering tomorrow into an Earth Week, into an Earth Week. We just have come off of a Nature Week, and that was a lot of shifting going on. So now we're coming into Earth Week, so maybe we'll get a little bit of a break, a little bit of a breather. And the opportunity for this Earth Week is about giving support, paying it forward, being an inspiration, offering assistance without expecting anything material in return. It's about demonstrating your ability to be generous, compassionate, considerate, and trustworthy. Things that are very lacking at the White House right now, right? It's about invoking the generative, nourishing, and abundant universal love energy of the earth element to be of service to others. In doing this in a humble and balanced way, you will be gifting your soul with unconditional love. This emotional resource will serve you well as you continue to move through unexpected barriers to the fulfillment of your annual and life commitments. As you comfort others, remember, you will be comforted. So the distractions for this Earth Week of giving support, being a support, being in the abundant universal love energy. Number one, complaining. If you find yourself this week complaining, stop and ask yourself why. Because complaining, like worrying, is putting your attention on what you don't want. You know, it's what you don't want. And yes, we're human. We're all going to do our whining. I'm a big whiner, I'll tell you that. When stuff don't go my way, I'm like, you know. But don't stay in it. Grow yourself emotionally very quickly. Stop being angry about what's happening and just step back and say, okay, if I complain about this, it's not going to change it. What is going to get me to be able to either solve this problem, come up with something new? You know, how do I move forward from this situation? Because complaining will keep you stuck, just like worrying and anxiety. It's not going to move you forward, you know. It's just going to keep you, you know, like a little hamster on a little hamster wheel. So you want to move forward, and so you have to put down the complaining. The second distraction is expecting others to do what only you can do, or expecting them to do something that you can do that they don't have the capacity or the ability or the desire to do, you know? So in other words, don't make people responsible for what you need to do. Focus on you. You can't control anybody else. You can only control yourself. And so when situations go awry and what you think should be happening by somebody else ain't happening, yeah, okay, you're going to be upset. You're going to feel like, oh, they let us down, it's betrayal, whatever. But get out of that, because, again, that complaining, that being mad is not going to move you forward. It's going to keep you hamster on the hamster wheel. Going forward means you just forgive them and don't take it personally. And focus on, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? Yeah. And last but not least, the fear of not being appreciated or compensated. Oh, that's a hard one. It's a really, really hard one because we are so consumerized in this culture that we believe that, you know, for everything we do, we should be paid. Or paid, let me say this. That we should be paid in a way that makes sense to us in the moment. And I'll tell you, a lot of things that you do out of the goodness of your heart may not come back to you as currency, may not come back to you by an imitation from somebody else of what you did for them. But what you can be sure about is that whatever you put out, when you put out a loving gesture, that's going to get returned to you at the right way, at the right time, when you need it. And you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to keep tabs on it. Because all of us come to a bump in the road, get into a situation where we need some help. And when you know that you have done good things for other people in situations, you can have an expectation that good will come back to you. And what does that do? It cuts short your panic. It cuts short you worrying about, you know, this isn't going to turn out well. You can actually have hope in a hopeless situation. So just some good wisdom from the elemental energy of Earth Week. Now, next Monday, starting on May 7th, we will begin a fire week, and I'll tell you all about that in the next broadcast. Astrological, here we go. I don't know about y'all, but I'll tell you about me and how this full moon in Scorpio, which is happening today, probably as I speak, this full moon in Scorpio has been no joke. It has been no joke. It has really, the energy has just been amazing. And I have not been able to get a night's sleep in terms of uninterrupted sleep or sleep that goes beyond 5 hours. It's just been really amazing. And believe me, I've tried. It's just not working. So I just surrendered, and I'm like, okay, I'm wide awake. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I guess I'm just supposed to be wide awake. I'm just going with it. But, boy, it's just really, really some amazing energy. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it. I told you some last week, but I got some more information I want to share. Just a reminder to all you Pisces out there, your Chiron transit is gone. Yes, Chiron, the wounded healer energy that brings us lessons about our wounds in life and what we have to learn and grow from, it's gone. It is now in the sign of Aries. So all you Aries people out there, get ready, because until 2027, Chiron's going to be transiting in your sign. So what that means is that you're going to be really getting stretched and grown emotionally for the Aries. Pisces, we got ours. Now we're ready to be of service to others, and we can be a bridge between the old and the new. But I'm saying this to Pisces people because if you are still struggling and suffering around stuff that you really have moved through, that's not a good use of your time and energy. So just know you graduated. You're freed up now. So this full moon in Scorpio, according to Barbara Goldsmith, the astrologer I really like, she says this brings an opportunity to release and let go of old emotions that may be unconsciously sitting inside of you. That is so right on. Just like so right on. So a lot of old emotions may have been getting pushed up over the last couple of weeks, and really definitely in the last couple of days. So it's a really good time to just be aware of that and set an intention to release it and have that compassion for yourself and others to do that, to let that go. Don't act on it, just be able to release it. She also says that at this time, we've got Scorpio's rulers, which are Pluto and Mars, conjunct and square to Uranus in Aries, and this could mean a secret is suddenly revealed. You solve a mystery. And sometimes that's a real reason why old emotions and old pain comes up, because it's like, one of the ways that we can get freed up from it is to find out the truth of what was going on, what was really going on. You know what you experienced, but there can be a whole different perspective that you gain around it, and that frees you up. So open up to that. Open up to that. Lena Stevens, another, she's a shamanic astrologer, and her site is called The Power Path. In her forecast, she says that this full moon is so intense, it's got similar energy to an eclipse. And she talks about being extremely mindful of our reactions and to take responsibility. She says if you're triggered in any way, you have an opportunity to look at those deep patterns that may be coming to the surface and work through them with focused and disciplined intention. Get help if you need it. So again, the whole thing about this old stuff coming up so it can come out and be transformed. She also says that on the other side of this personal inner crisis energy is the support for expansion and the possibility of moving into something new and different. You know, there's this, that's the nature year energy, right? Like I told you, you know, endings, beginnings, really radical, and then magical change. She says this is also a good day for gratitude and honor as you celebrate all of your accomplishments up to this point in your life without being attached to how they have defined you. She says, allow this full moon to support you in creating new intentions for redefining who you are. Wow. Wonderful, wonderful, and really, really good stuff. Good stuff to be focused on. I love it. So there you have it. So if you've been going a little crazy, have a feeling a lot of restlessness, or literally like me, restlessness, just know that that's all that energy that is moving through us, cleaning us out, you know, wanting to be cleaned out so that we can receive the new and the expanded things that are coming. I have set an intention for this week that just passed, that we just completed, to finish 5 chapters of my book, because I'm at a point where what I'm writing about is more of me just kind of sharing what I do with the process of my work, which I call the Wisdom Walk. And so it's something I've done, you know, hundreds of times, and so it wasn't anything like I had to figure out. It was more about how do I share this information in a very, you know, simple and easily accessible way. And so I was able to finish 5 chapters in 5 days. I am so grateful. And I've got about 6 more chapters to do, and then I'll have a complete manuscript. And my intention is to finish it this week. So even though this energy has been, you know, pulling things up, it definitely is an energy that is moving us forward. It's just really, really good progress that I've made on the book. So I'm happy about that. So now let me focus on higher purpose a little more. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a recap for you of the first 3 parts that I have discussed higher purpose with. And then I'm going to talk about tonight's focus, which is the power of love. And of course, then I'm going to give you a personal challenge. The quote I use for my announcement this week, which you get in either a constant contact email or post it on by accessing my Wisdom Walk radio page or Black Hole radio page on Facebook. But this quote comes from Dr. Martin Luther King, and it's from one of my favorite sermons that he did. I love it too because he did it in the year that I was born. And it's the Love Your Enemies sermon. And of course, you know, Martin was a Baptist preacher, so this is definitely very much teachings from the Baptist understanding about Jesus Christ. And it's just really so powerful. It's a very, very powerful sermon. And the quote I pulled is made up of 2 parts of that speech, where he talks about darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Then he goes on to say, we must discover the power of love, the power, the redemptive power of love. And when we discover that, we will be able to make of this old world a new world. We will be able to make men better. Love is the only way. I wholeheartedly agree with that. So when we're talking higher purpose, that is what we are shooting for. We are shooting for the power of love. And it starts with, as what I started off this month talking about, in terms of higher purpose, is intention. You've got to intend it. You've got to intend it. I defined higher purpose as it's what you love to do and will do whether you get paid or not. It's not something rooted in survival needs. It overrides past conditioning and enables you to move through fears in order to keep your promise. The higher you go in how it is that you want to be with yourself and others, the more synchronicities and miracles you're going to experience. I also talked about higher purpose feeling good, even though the pursuit of it has many challenges, because you cannot remain who you believe you are in order to achieve higher purpose. You have to surrender to a greater order and direction, or like that physicist, the award-winning physicist, have given in science terms, you've got to go with the flow and be with the flow and be willing to learn how to release and let go of anyone and anything does not, cannot, or should not support your higher purpose. And I think that's probably the biggest challenge for all of us in our healing, our growth, and our evolution. Not everybody's going with us. You know, it's like Lot and his wife, you know. He getting out of Sodom and Gomorrah, and the instructions were, don't look back, right? She couldn't help herself, turned to a pillar of salt, and, you know, God told Lot, I was talking to you, yeah. So not everybody can go forward, and that's okay, but it's no excuse for ourselves to hold ourselves back because family, friends, acquaintances can't support the truth of who we are or who we are becoming. Sometimes the way that they go forward is by example. And so a lot of times, especially with family, I think we can get put into a position of having to step into our higher purpose, which can make them pretty angry and really upset because you're saying no to things that before you may have gone along with. But eventually it can actually be a beacon of light for them when it's their turn to have to make a choice between, are you going to choose love, are you going to choose fear, are you going to choose your higher self, are you going to stay in that survival mentality, what you going to do? You know, and so when they get there, to have to know that, wow, well, so-and-so had to do this and that, maybe I can make it too. Who knows? But that's one thing that can inspire us to keep moving forward and not to feel sorry or to hold ourselves back, thinking that that's how to help somebody. The personal challenge I gave that first week was about living and moving with the question, what do I want? And throughout the month, I have been using Deepak Chopra's The Soul of Healing Affirmations, which is a CD. It's not a book. It's only a CD. And he does this A to Z offering, if you will, of these affirmations designed to, as he puts it, rewrite the software of your brain. So it's a way to rewire yourself out of, you know, belief systems about there's something wrong with me, I'm not enough, I can't, I won't, and to really get into more of a higher consciousness and a higher purpose mode. And so I'd been reading bits of that Soul of Healing affirmation to you because I still don't have the technology on my end yet to, you know, play a snippet of him doing it where it would be clear enough for the broadcast. But, you know, eventually I'll get there. But in the meantime, I was reading those to you. And so the first one I shared was about intention. And there's a part in there where he's saying, what do you want, to ask yourself that. And I told you to allow the universe and the ancestors to bring you the answer through circumstances, events, relationships, insights, and imagination. Because as Lao Tzu, the great Chinese philosopher, has said, you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. So what do you want? What do you want? The following week, I talked about going beyond fear. And I talked about the importance of choosing love over fear, but also how shame, blame, guilt, unworthiness blocks our ability to do that easily and effortlessly. And I also talked about not engaging with fear, but being open to receive help by connecting to your soul. So going beyond the fear, not letting it, you know, stop you from getting to where it is you need to be, getting to your higher purpose, your higher self. And my challenge for you was about identifying an environment, situation, and a person who, when you're around them or it, you get triggered into your negative. You know, there's something wrong with me, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, I don't matter, nothing I can do makes any difference. Yeah. And that when you identify that person, could be a work environment, could be a family member or family situation, who invalidates you, that you were going to notice where in your body you felt tightness, because that was signaling that you were agreeing with this negativity. And I strongly suggested that once you feel that tightness, whatever part of your body it's in, stomach, head, feet, that you say this very simple yet powerful prayer, I receive, I receive, I receive, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because what you're doing is saying, wait a minute, I am enough, I am okay, and it's a, and I'm ready to receive the truth and the blessing of who I am. I'm not going to stay in that negative. Then last week we talked about the gifts of non-judgment. And the three gifts I think come out of that are abundance mentality and perpetual blessings, right relations, and the easy and effortless support of the universe. So abundance mentality, of course, is being able to stay open and resistant to survival and scarcity mentality so that you receive what is aligned with your highest purpose. Right relations are about valuing others through initial trust, because that's you valuing yourself, and you're more likely to attract those who can support the truth of who you are versus the lies that your pain body, that pain part of yourself, tells you. And then easy and effortless support, you know, the most modern stress that is brought on by us trying to be in control of or outsmarting the failing status quo systems of survival, it really can kill us. It really can kill us. But engaging with systems that are not humanistic, you know, it's just, it really, really will deplete our energy. It's not a good day. So I talked about letting go of judgment by accepting what is and calling on a greater order and direction, your God, to be your source and allow everything you need to manifest easily and effortlessly. I said the dance of life isn't a ballroom competition. It's freestyle. It's freestyle. So moving right along to this week, the power of love, which I just love, 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 love. I love talking about love. But let me quickly share with you Deepak Chopra's affirmation for love. He says, today I will renew myself by letting go of all expectations. Today I will consider the priorities in my life. Today I will know that love is the only reality, that love is the most important priority. When this truth takes root in my heart, I will not be tempted to waste so much time on trivialities. When this takes root in my heart, I will not be tempted to waste time on the trivial and the banal. Today, I will stake my life on what is timeless. Today, I will be redeemed through love. As the Upanishads say, and this is ancient Indian text, sacred text, it is not for the sake of the beloved that I feel love, but for the sake of the self. Today I will put my attention on the self and use this affirmation to crystallize all those that have come before. I will allow the words to lead me into a state of meditative peace. I will let the words enter my heart and soothe it with my reassurance. I will remind myself, in my garden, the rose opened, but I was too much in a hurry and passed it by. Love remembered me and said, I will make a rose bloom in your heart. Today I will remind myself that my body is the garden of my soul. Today I will renew myself by letting go of all expectations. Today I will consider the priorities in my life. Today I will know that love is the only reality. Soul of Healing Affirmations. So we're here are three loving gestures that are associated with the power of love, and especially, again, this is being in our higher purpose. This is being our higher self. The first one is practicing forgiveness. And when you practice forgiveness, it's an expression of self-love. You know, I was reading, again, another article that I didn't read it. It was a headline I saw about an article. And the article said, Blacks should stop forgiving people in the South who are doing these mean things to them. And I didn't read the article because anybody who would try to get anybody out of the practice of forgiveness in terms of what forgiveness really is, because it's not about letting somebody off the hook. It's about letting go of carrying somebody else's pain. And so forgiveness is an expression of self-love. And if you watch the multimedia version of Disney's Cinderella with live action, it's a combination of live action and animation, what makes that movie really important is the forgiveness scene that happens between Cinderella and her stepmother, how Cinderella forgives her stepmother. It's so powerful. The next one that is such an important piece for the power of love is practicing patience and faith, because this is how you demonstrate your love and trust of your God, and that your God will work it out, that you don't have to figure it out, that you can't figure it out, that you need a greater order and direction. And so when you're able to be willing to experience patience and faith, oh my goodness, like my grandmother always said to me, Lillian Brown said, patience wins the world, child. Just be patient. Just be patient. And she would know because she was born into Jim Crow, Wilmington, Delaware. And last but not least, for the power of love, it's the practice of gratitude. This is loving yourself unconditionally. This is about feeling worthy and deserving, because that's the only way to heal, grow, and evolve. See, when we can't get to being grateful about where we are right now, regardless of the situation, we are not to believe that we are worthy of something more. It's so interesting how that works. It's like if you can't be grateful for where you are right now, even though it may not be the ideal situation, even though it may be painful, but if you can't find a way to just say, okay, I'm grateful for this, whether it is I'm breathing, whether it is I still have an opportunity to make a different choice, whether it is I know that I'm not supposed to be in this situation. I mean, you know, and having a gratitude for that, it opens up the way for you to heal, to grow, to evolve, to move forward. Because you're saying in that gesture of gratitude, I am worthy and deserving. It's okay for me to have. So you are going beyond, you know, what things may appear to be to get to the truth of who you are. And a quick example of that is comedian Jim Carrey, who writes himself a check for $5 million before he reaches his fame and fortune. And this was a great expression on his part of gratitude, you know, and he, you know, had the story of him and his family living out of a van for, you know, a couple of years because his father had lost his job and, you know, but he was able to get to that gratitude. And, you know, it just was the thing that helped him in those times when he got rejected for a role or something, that he just was able to keep going because he knew that he was worthy of having his dream come true. And, of course, he makes a lot more than just $5 million. So here's a personal challenge for you this night: to practice the power of love, to roll out your practice of forgiveness of self, to practice patience and faith, to practice gratitude, to have the power of love working with you, working for you. And because we live in a culture that is so connected to money, I thought I would use Jim Carrey's example. Because to me, the money can be the motivation, but it's really about what you learn on this journey to have what it is you need that is really, really going to stay with you and sustain you. So if we got to use money as a hook, that's fine, but it's what you go through that really is going to make the difference, because it is about forgiveness, patience and faith, and gratitude. So here's what you do. Here's my suggestion. You're going to contemplate the amount of money you need in order to do all the things that will keep you healthy, happy, and aligned with your higher purpose. I'll repeat that. You contemplate, meaning get still, breathe, and really think about the amount of money you need in order to do all the things that will keep you healthy, happy, and aligned with your higher purpose. In addition to what you will need to be successful at your work in the world, this should include the right living space and location, the right lifestyle, the right clothes and accessories to present the truth of who you are, right travel, right investments, and the sharing of your success with family, friends, and persons in need. After estimating the total cost of your happy endings coming and staying true, write yourself a check for that amount. And think big, because it's probably going to be bigger than that. Put the check away in a safe and easily accessible space, because you need to look at it at least once a week to remind yourself of your intended financial outcome of living your higher purpose. Very simple, but very powerful. I have myself done that and am living that. And I can tell you that the things that move through you it's just amazing because, you know, of course your pain body's going to show up and tell you, oh, you're crazy. This is so stupid. You know, Jim Carrey, that's just a fluke, you know, whatever. Yeah. And you'll get all of this resistance. And that's something you need to look at. Why is it so hard for you to believe that you can have $1 million, $5 million, $10 million dollars come into your life for your higher purpose? Why is that so hard to believe? And then you begin to roll that stuff out, you know. So it's just juicy what it's going to bring up for you to help you become more conscious of what may be blocking you from believing that you can have your happy endings in life and be on higher purpose. Well, we've come to the end of the month of broadcasts, the end of this broadcast, and I want to do a shout-out to Miss Yvette Parker, Brother Forrest, and all of the Black Hole Be Well family for their continued support of my work in this way. Brother Forrest continues to do well with his health, and we continue to pray and send lots of love to him and the family. I also want to shout out to my regular listeners, especially Ms. Sarah, who continues to be just a great example of forgiveness, practicing patience and faith, and practicing gratitude. I mean, she's raised the bar for me and anybody else that knows her. God bless you, Ms. Sarah. Thank you so much for being who you are. And to all of those who have wisdom walk with me and you know who you are, to my family, my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who are listening in for the first time, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your listenership. I couldn't do this without you. This week on May 1st is my brother Ralph's birthday. He's turning 63, and I'm just loving him. I've been harassing him all weekend with texts and emojis and every kind of thing I can throw at him to just really celebrate his birthday. It's coming up on May 1st, but I wanted to just do that instead of sending a card. I figured, let me do something different this year, so I've been harassing him. I hope he's listening to this broadcast so he can be harassed even more. And next week, I'll begin a three-part broadcast on the Divine Feminine. You'll definitely want to tune in for that. Again, check out my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fabulous full moon in Scorpio night and a fabulous Earth week. Be generous, kind, and loving, and remember that you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.